Good day. Today we rounding up the episode that's been coming for some time now. We've been tackling them in twos, which is titled The 10 Keys to Manifesting. So the 10 key things to manifesting that which you want. So today we'll be touching the last two, which are be true and be grateful. So in the areas of understanding the essence of what and why we must be true, is as a result of getting into that dig of knowing the true self and understanding our real motives and the in-depth, you know, desires that we want when we're manifesting. So it deals around you being completely honest with yourself. So a lot of people you have that would say, oh, they have changed from having to be, you know, how they used to be about 10 years ago, which brings some sort of understanding that is limited to aspects of their lives that are accepted, and the thinking of their negative aspect of their life that should be thrown away. So not understanding that every step of the way, every step that we've taken, every move that we've made, every conversation we've had, every thought that's gone through our mind, our head, every word that's come through our mouth was never a mistake. So hiding from what you are, who you are, what you're going through, what you are bigger than, it's not really the way. Like, if we want to be able to manifest, the sure thing is all of those 8 things that we've spoken about before, but you have to be true to yourself. It's just like you being honest, you know, to the self. And this is not like something that you have to go to some sort of spiritual school for. It's something that we all can do. You listening can do it. Being true to yourself. What are your weaknesses? What are your strengths? You know? What do you really want? How do you really feel? By the time we dig in there, and touch or tap on that truth. Will surely make it easier for us to manifest what we want, because you're not going to be, you know, attempting to manifest what is not really you or part of you. You're not going to be faking or trying to give an impression that's not really true about yourself. So the complete whole of you, you have to be able to open your own book about your own self. It's like you're giving account of yourself, you know, and be able to tell yourself facts about yourself. Be true to yourself. You know, are you greedy? Are you just everywhere? You want this, you want that, you know? Are you the type that's never satisfied? Is there any such word as satisfaction in your dictionary or vocabularies? Do you enjoy bigger than everyone else? Or do you enjoy a world where you're happy, peaceful, where your success is not to stamp on people? Your success is to be the best that you can be without really caring who's on your left or right, i.e. making anyone feel less important or anything like that. But you're successful by nature. So it's almost like you're dragging, you're, when you draw air, you don't take a deep breath in and feel, do it for the sake of, you know, it affecting. I mean, if you draw the most of the air, it will affect the next man by you. You just simply draw the air because you need it, you know? So success has to come that way. We have to be in depth, truly to ourselves, you know, open ourselves up and find out, why are we doing what we're doing? Why do we want that which we're craving for? What is really behind it? Is it from a spirit of lack from when we were little kids? Is it from this angle of being greedy? Is it from the angle of being, you know, egocentric, or is it from the fact that we actually don't even know what we want? So we're stuck in a cycle of copying what is most attractive to the many, as to what you truly want, as to what you truly are, as to what your soul purpose is truly here for. So to be true to ourselves is very crucial. And the last but not the least, and the most important of them all, is to be grateful. It cannot be stressed enough. Gratitude wins the day. When you're wanting something, when you're needing that thing that you want, be grateful for whatever the universe brings to you. Like I said in other episodes I've made, that if someone is expecting to get $1 million or $1 million or £1 million, and you find like a pound on the floor or 5p or something, instead of you to see that as a gesture from the universe giving you part of what you want, I mean, it's coming, you will ignore it and you're waiting for the chunk, not knowing that the universe does not know that number that you're putting behind the finances that you really want. Abundance is not quantified in any measuring table by the universe. The universe does not use any measuring tools to quantify the level of abundance that it gives to you, but rather as an energy behind the receiver that brings more from the universe. So that energy of gratitude that you give shows an appreciation automatically because of the laws of the universe. It makes you get more. So the other day I had spoken about, you know, manifesting money and stuff like that. Just 2 days later, I stepped out the door on my way in. That afternoon, I noticed a £5 note on the floor. It was strange, you know. I was surprised, picked it up, but I thought like, it's almost I've lost this, you know. But then again, in my head, it's like every cash that's gone round has been someone's money at a time passed on for some service, or maybe they don't need it anymore, or maybe they are not managing or keeping it properly. So I wanted to, you know, pick the cash up and put it on the side, but something told me you'll be distorting, or you'll be, you know, cutting your own blessing. That was a sign from the universe because of what you just spoke about. That is yours. Pick it up. Otherwise, you'll be handing that gift for someone else to pick up, who would not be, maybe might not be the person that actually misplaced that cash. So I picked it up and I was grateful and I was thankful. And guess what? It happened again. The same note I found. So gratitude is something that can never be overstressed. You know, when someone does anything and people are grateful, they want to do more. So also is the universe. When it does something for us and we are grateful, in all religions and in all, you know, spiritual enlightened community, you will find that the same thing, gratitude, is a crucial key to manifesting. And the funny bit is that is a little bit that is like, you know, tricky is, even in the midst of the negatives that happens to us, we should still be grateful, because those negativities are there to teach us something. We are either kind of paying attention to learn what it is there to teach us, or we'll miss it and just look at, you know, it with the definition of negativity being applied, amplified, and we miss what we're meant to learn at that point in time. So whatever be the case, if you find yourself in a pickle, you find yourself in a fix, or you find yourself in a hard place, be grateful and ask the universe, what are you teaching me? What are you trying to pass across? I am grateful that you're trying to teach me something, but what is it? You know? And soon you will find what the teaching is. So it's crucial that we're grateful, because you can understand that even to, you know, fellow humans, when you're grateful, even to animals as well, you know, when you're grateful to humans, you see them do more. You know, when you're teaching a dog how to pick, what's it called, go and pick a ball, for instance, they tend to, you know, feel that gratitude from you, like when you stroke their hair on the body and you give them something to eat, they wag their tails back, you know, because they understand. And you do it again, they go for it and pick the ball, bring it back, because you're grateful. You can teach them, you know. And the same goes for, you know, humans. Like, when we're grateful to the universe for bringing us to a path for greater refinement, for greater attainment soon, without delay, we see that which we're desiring and that which we have manifested. So on that note, I'll leave you, and I hope the series of episodes have been a blessing to someone out there, have been helpful to people that might need it, you know. These are not practices that you would just say, oh, if I read it, I'll understand, and that is it. They are actually practices that are, you know, very intense. They cut across your logical, you know, mind. They transcend logic. So it's not something that you try to pull logic to, like maths, and figure it out. You know, once you can go and do the maths around your real creation, how you were made from birth, like you can see it, then maybe you get a glimpse. But if you can't, allow the universe play its part. You know, the universe knows better. Everything that happens around us, that happens in us, that happens with us, or that thing is happening to us, is all as a result of us being done. So the future, the past, and the present is here in the now. And here in the now is where manifestation can take place. So keep that positivity up. And I wish you all the best. Peace, love, and light. You come.
oceans apart, day after day, and I slowly go insane. I hear your voice on the line, but it doesn't stop the pain. If I see you next to never, then how can we see? Waiting for you.